did you learn to drive? It's 99.7 DJX. I remember just, it was like my mom taking me out in the big minivan that she had. And I was driving around learning how to drive on that. And then my dad had a manual transmission car. And so I learned how to drive a manual transmission car. And that took a long time. And then between that, I also learned on my friend's car. My friend had a small, like, almost like compact sedan type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like one of those, like, real small cars. And so he let me drive that thing around, which I wasn't with any sort of like driver that was, it was just him who he had just gotten his license to and me. So I'm pretty sure if we look back on it, the rules, I don't think we're supposed to be doing that. How long are we supposed to be doing that? But I mean, it was just kind of I would say it was a normal way of learning how to drive. I drove all sorts of cars when I was first learning how, everything from like a Chevette that had a manual transmission that it was like a Flintstone car. You could see the bottom, you could see road underneath.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Lexi says, my little sister's best friend stole his mom's car. And since I was the oldest, 16 at the time, them being 13, LOL, I took the responsibility of driving us around. I had about 7 13-year-olds in the car. You best believe everyone got home safe with some McDonald's. Wow, that was definitely against all the rules.
Listen, that we're not going to worry about what was and what wasn't.
Nope.
You know, legal at the time.
But oh my goodness,
it was his thing.
She had to kind of mom them.
So I bring all this up because I was talking with Emily the other day, who works in the afternoon, and I was just kind of going over, you know, having to go through teaching my daughter Zoe kind of how to drive. And she was like, do you hold an open cup of coffee over her lap when she does? And I say, no. And she said, oh, my dad did.
What in the world?
Yeah. So she said, my dad taught me.
Because what you need is an element of danger.
She said,
added in.
Put one hand on the steering wheel at 12 and the other one on the armrest. And he held his open cup of coffee over my lap and said, drive.
That's insanity. That's insanity.
I was like, wow. And she was like, I did.
Absolute insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, you know, a lot of parents do the whole, well, when you go out in the wintertime, you make them like slam on the brakes in the ice
and
learn how to recover from doing all that. You know, farm kids to learn how to drive on tractors.
I know, Jared from E-Town. Yep.
Yeah. My cousins did the same thing. I had cousins who were farm kids. And I mean, they.
Jared said he was driving at 9.
Yeah.
Tractors and old farm trucks.
Yes. Yes. 100%. 100%.
Sean said, I got 15 minutes of learning how to drive a stick from a grandpa, then told I was good to go. From Southside Drive to PRP.
Oh my God.
You got this, kid.
Well, it was like when, you know, I'm teaching my daughter, and I was like, okay, it's all about reps. It's all about repetition. You know, every single time you go out on the road,
sure,
it doesn't matter if you're going from point A to point B a thousand times, every single experience that you drive is different because there's going to be different cars, different sequences that happen. You just got to be ready for it, right? So it's all about repetition. And I was like, you know, we'll work up to getting on the freeway. And then one day I was just like, all right, let's just get on the water soon. Let's just do it.
It was raining.
It
was raining.
But, you know,
add in another element of danger.
She's got to learn. She's got to learn. She's going to be a great driver. She is. She's going to be a great driver. So anyway.
Yes, and she's going to have a little bit of scars from all the trauma you're putting her through.
Right. But you know what? That's going to make her funny.
Okay.
I feel like that's going to
make
her funny.
That's going to make her funny.
Yeah, just
some trauma.
Just a little bit of trauma.
A healthy dose of trauma.
Yeah, no, not a healthy dose. Just a little bit. Just a little bit of trauma in your kid's life just to give them a good sense of humor.
Okay.
Like, how did you learn how to drive? It's 99.7 DJX. Obviously, you know, you go through the process of everything, but like, did you learn in a unusual way. Jason said, my dad taught me how to drive by tossing me the keys minutes after I got my learner's permit and said, drive home.
That's exactly what my husband did with our son.
Yeah, we were at Bowman Field. Yeah, we were at Bowman Field, lived in Valley Station, so the Waterston Expressway in a lifted 4x4 pickup with 33-inch tires. Oh, my gosh.
OMG.
So many people I've heard have done, like their parent just said,
yes.
Okay, now that you got your learner's permit, let's go.
Yep. 100%. Like, he did not tell me that until I got home that he just did. From Frankfurt, he had to navigate the highway during construction, and he'd never driven outside the neighborhood before that.
There's
He's like, Mom, I made my first turn. You did what?
I made my first turn.
You turned for the first time on roads.
Kids gotta learn.
Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness he's been driving for a year now. Kelly says, when I was 15, I'd drive myself to and from work.
Yeah.
I worked at Taco Bell on the weekends. When it was late, my parents would just be like, take the car. Be careful. Come straight home. That was 33 years ago.
Yeah. So I remember in high school, there was always that kid that just drove and didn't have a license. And it was just like, I want to say we were maybe a freshman or something like that. And there was just a kid that was just like, drive to school. And
Have a license.
He was like 13, 14 years Ooh. Old. It was just like, and we didn't live in the country. We lived in the city.
Why?
Like, we lived in the city.
What is going on in that family?
I know. Anna.
Okay, so I was a sophomore in college.
Yeah.
My dad bought me a Volkswagen Bug, but it was manual.
Yeah.
And he said, if you want to take a car with you to college, you're going to have to learn how to drive it. So I said, okay. So he gave me some lessons. And then he was like, you're good to go. So we're in St. Matthews, and I'm at a light turning left, right?
Yeah.
So you have to yield.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I hit the wrong, like, I didn't shift properly.
Uh-oh.
So I stalled out in the middle of the intersection.
Oh,
that's the worst.
I've done that.
My dad is screaming at me.
And
I'm starting to cry. I'm like, I can't do it. And so we're just in the middle of this intersection. He's screaming at me. I finally kick it into gear, and we, like, jerk forward. And I will never forget it. But I learned how to drive, and I was able to take my Bug to college in Florida.
And, oh, there you go. And I had one of those, yes.
Anna, I'll tell you, again, a healthy or just, you know, a little bit of trauma.
A little bit of trauma.
Creates a good...
That was a core memory.
A good personality.
That was a core memory.
It's your fight or flight response.
right, for sure. Anna, thank you. That's funny.
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
I remember when my older daughters were learning how to drive a standard transmission on my Jetta, my Volkswagen Jetta, which... This was a car that I had for a long time.
Old girl had been driven hard.
Yes.
She had miles on
over 300,000 miles. The stick shift would stick sometimes. You wouldn't be able to shift it out of certain gears sometimes. And it was just, it was the nuance of it. Like,
the nuance?
Yeah.
Just get to know the nuance.
Right, exactly. And it was one of those things where it's like, it's not broken if you know how to fix it.
Oh my gosh.
So that's kind of the attitude I had. And I remember poor Isabella is driving this car and it gets stuck in fifth gear.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
And she's like, I can't shift it out of fifth gear. I can't shift it out of fifth gear. And so we've pulled up and we're at an off ramp turning onto Shelbyville Road.
Oh gosh.
And I'm like, you know, if you know anything about cars, fifth gear is like the gear that you are in when you're on the highway, not a gear that you are in to start.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm like, okay, gun it. Got it!
Oh, wow.
just got it!
And you're giving me anxiety.
Trust me, it was. And she did. And she didn't stall it either. And she was like,
and
we're like creeping. We're like,
and the car is mad at you. It's like, I'm not supposed to work like this.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh. Victoria says, my sister, 7 years older, taught me to drive her 5-speed Mustang when I was 11. Then I became her designated driver when the local bar shut down.
Oh my
still
gosh.
At age 11.
That's what? It. See, this is, look, this is the great trauma that I wanted to get into. The kids were like, I learned how to drive when I was 10. when I was 11, when my parents used me as a designated driver.
OMG.
All right, we'll take a couple more coming up, all right? Any trauma from learning how to drive? It's 99.7 DJX. That's kind of what we're talking about. I was making fun of my daughter. We went and did a Target run yesterday, and she tried three different parking spots.
That's tough.
Right. She pulled into one. She was like, "Ooh, I can't." I'm like, "You're too close to the other car. I can't even get out." I'm like, "You're going to have to
adjust it."
I was like, "Either adjust it or pull through," because there wasn't a car in front of us, and try another one. So she pulled through and she was like, "Well, here, I'll just park here." I'm like, "Nope, you still can't do that." And she's like, "Okay, I'm going to pull here."
Oh my gosh.
In there,
someone was watching.
And then it was still like at an angle, and I'm like, "You're still at an angle." She's like, "Don't. Oh my gosh, don't stop." I'm like, she's like,
"Dad,
I'm so embarrassed." I'm like, "Yes,
yeah, well,
I'm like, obviously I need to lock in and teach you how to park."
Chelsea says, "I wasn't allowed to put the car in drive until I mastered everything in reverse."
Oh, that's smart.
Uphill backwards through an obstacle course. She said she was best friends with a deputy KSB commissioner, and I learned at their house on the obstacle course they set up, steepest hill ever.
Wow. Okay.
You can handle anything after all that.
Yeah. Sandra, my uncle threw me the keys at 10, had me driving all over New Albany, Clarksville, Jeff, and throughout Kentucky. By 12, I was driving solo whenever I wanted to go,
Gosh.
Best uncle ever.
Oh, my gosh.
They had me driving them around when they were beyond the legal limit, too.
Oh, my gosh. Because I asked, did your parents know your uncle was doing that?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That is great. You guys are so lucky that you didn't get in a wreck.
Well,
didn't get pulled over.
Again, these are experiences that bond people.
Okay, remember Victoria, who was driving like a bunch of 13-year-olds?
Oh yeah.
Oh no, she said my sister, 7 years older, taught me to drive her 5-speed Mustang when I was 11. Mm-hmm. She said one of the first times I was her designated driver, I was turning into our neighborhood, missed the curve, ran over my dad's business advertisement sign. Next day, he was quite upset that someone ran over it. To this day, he has no clue who it was, and
that's
he
funny.
Still brings it up. She and I just turn away.
There are so many people who are saying, my dad did the same thing to me, kind of like what your husband did with Jake. Like,
yes.
Like, I drove home from Bowman Field on the exact day I got my permit.
Yeah. Yes.
Waterston Expressway, rush hour.
Yep.
Now at 42, expert level driver. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you got to learn.
I would never.
This
have
is
had
why.
The nerve
this is
for
why
that.
My wife is like, "You're the one who does this. That's
yes.
That's your job."
Yep.
I will handle this stuff.
But then does she talk to you about just make sure that you don't like yell at her or, you know, all this kind of stuff? You got to keep your tone at an even
no,
level.
No, that's
and just
why I am the one who does it.
Yeah. Oh, because she would be the one yelling?
Yes. Yes.
You're going too fast. You're going too fast. Break.
I know. I'm a little like almost too chill. Like,
really?
Okay. Now. You
okay,
should
we
probably,
almost hit that car.
We almost
probably,
hit that car.
We should probably brake a little sooner.
Yeah, you're riding the right line a little too much. You almost sideswiped the car going 70 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
You're going to need to make sure. Okay, now, very, very calmly, put it in reverse.
No!
Hit the gas.
Oh, gosh.
And now
I've got anxiety.
Roll down your window. Extend your hand. Put up your middle finger. Yeah, I
that's not for the faint of heart.
I know. Well, it is what it is. But yes, fun rolling through some trauma stories as we're all learning how to drive.
So it turns out many of you were driving at 11 and 12 and 10, some as early as 9 on the
Listen,
farm.
I hope someone has just moved to Louisville, has just discovered this radio station and is like,
I guess I'm going to be taking the bus.
Where did I move to?
They've got a lot of children driving around here.
Oh, shoot. All right. It's 99.7 DJ.